Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 13, 1950, there was concern surrounding a case of smallpox that had been brought to the island. Barbados, being an island, has, throughout its history, depended heavily on shipping to move people and goods to and from the colony. However, this meant that the island was always vulnerable to possible unwanted pathogens entering the country through its port, and local health officials had to be vigilant to ensure that this did not happen. Thus, on this day in 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that local authorities responded quickly in managing a suspected case of smallpox that had been brought to the island via a vessel which had berthed in the harbor. Smallpox was a highly contagious and potentially fatal virus which was spread via droplets expelled into the air by humans through coughing, sneezing, or even talking. The ship, the SS Biographer, had left London the previous November 27th and arrived at Bridgetown on December 11th with over 260 crewmen, one of whom had taken ill. When examined by health authorities, there was suspicion that the man had been afflicted with smallpox. That crewman, described as a young English boy, was immediately transferred to the quarantine station located on Pelican Island, whilst the ship underwent a thorough disinfection. The other crewmen, as well as port officials, were vaccinated as a precautionary measure. According to the article, even though the local health officials made it clear that there was no smallpox in the island, steps were to be taken to stop the virus from getting into the general population. Mass vaccination, especially for more vulnerable persons, was seen as the main solution. Though there was no alarm sounded in relation to the presence of smallpox in the general populace, the chief medical officer, J.P. O'Mahony, took the threat so seriously that he enlisted the support of the commissioner of the police force to provide sea patrols around Pelican Island. This was to deter unauthorized persons from trying to land there, meaning anyone other than officials from the Department of Medical Services. The chief medical officer was especially pleased by, for the most part, favorable reactions of members of the general public to vaccinations in general. He anticipated that his appeal for persons to come forward to receive the vaccine would also be met by an equally positive response. Smallpox was eliminated worldwide by 1977, but this incident reported on this day, December 11, 1950, illustrated the importance of vaccination as a means of controlling a potential health threat some 70 years before COVID-19 arrived in the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.